Blog Talk Radio.
The Women Entrepreneurs Show. I am happy to be with you here today. We're doing a quick pivot on what the show topic is. So if you were looking forward to hearing our guest today, our guest Tara from the UK, then I'm sorry, but we had some scheduling issues. She wasn't able to jump on. I'm really looking forward to this interview. It's really tough when you're dealing with two completely different time zones, two completely different continents, to get everything to come together. So I apologize if that was if you were looking forward to that and you clicked through your email notification that was what we were going to do today. We are actually going to do a quick pivot because of the scheduling conflict, and we'll get her on. We'll get her here. It'll happen. It's just not going to happen today. But that does not mean that today is not going to be a dynamic program, because I am going to talk about something that every single entrepreneur, male, female, it doesn't matter, every single entrepreneur should be doing right now. Right now, you should be working on this. And I know this is a crazy time of year. I know it is busy, 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 but aren't we all, right? As women entrepreneurs, aren't we all? Aren't we all? So we are going to be talking about tips for achieving your goals in 2021. And if you don't have them written down, you need to listen to this complete program today. So here we are, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. We are the one-stop shop for women wisdom and success. And we are going to talk about having success, greater success in the year 2021 by having your goals ready to go. So how are you? Where are you at? Do you have yours ready? Are they written down? Are they mapped out? Because this is important. They not only have to be written down, they have to be mapped out. Do you know clearly what they are? Have you visualized clearly what you want to achieve next year? Have you put in their plan for the potential ebbs and flows that may be happening next year as we're coming out of the year that will go down in history, the pandemic year of 2020? Are you ready? If you're not, I'm going to give you the tips. I'm going to encourage you right now to do it. We also have an event coming up with the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire group that will help you to get a whole workshop around this that's taking place on December 10th that I'll tell you more about as we get to the end of the program. But for right now, let's just dive into these tips. What are the tips? And I'm going to give you these tips, not just as a seasoned entrepreneur, but I'm also going to give you these tips as Brain Lady Julie. I'm going to put on my neuroscience hat for a little bit. So for those of you who don't know exactly what I do outside of Women Entrepreneurs, you thought I was just the leader of the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire movement that we have created here. I am, my main business, believe it or not, is Your Best Mind LLC. So yourbestmindllc.com. You can check us out if you want to. And brainladyspeaker.com. So I am Brain Lady Julie, right? Most people know me as that. When I go out and speak, which that's a lot of what I do as a professional speaker, corporate trainer, leadership trainer, I'm speaking and I'm wrapping all this technical neuroscience information and I'm funneling it down into usable information to improve your life, your business, and your relationships. So I'm going to use that business hat a little bit today when I'm talking about getting your plan ready for 2021 and having those goals clearly written out, clearly mind mapped out, in a way that's going to really get your brain engaged to support you to achieve these goals as we move into the next year. For many of you, 2020 could have been or may have been a disaster for your business. Others, it boomed their business. A lot of those of you who are in the life coaching, work with depression, anxieties, your business has just went off the chart. A lot of you who dealt with or who had very online businesses, they probably increased very well. How are you going to, or maybe you had a business like me that had to, we had to do a lot of shifting because as a professional speaker, I was traveling all over the place, right? And travel just completely came to a halt in 2020. So I had to, you know, pivot and do a lot of online stuff. And we're doing, my calendar wasn't as full, we have a lot of events that were pushed off and postponed to 2021. I've been using this time to work on the back end of my business, we launched a new website. We've got a new online personality assessment getting ready to launch. Like we've been doing a lot of back end stuff. So you might even plan in your goals for 2021. What happens if I have to pivot on a dime, right? We should all train our brains how to do this and have those firmly put in there. But what are some of the tips to actually achieve it, right? What are the tips that are going to help you and get your brain behind you to achieve your goals in 2021? So let's just go through those in the next 20 minutes or so. I'm going to go over five of them and tell you how you can take part in a four-hour workshop that's going to help you just really, really get these done before the end of the year so you can hit the ground running even before January 1st for ultimate success in the next year to take your business to a higher level, okay? All right, tip number one, write them down. Get them out of your brain because they will get lost in your brain. They will get lost in the day-to-day movement of what you are doing in your life. They will get pushed back. Anything that doesn't demand attention right now is going to be put on the back burner automatically by your brain, right? Because your brain is going to focus on wherever the need is, whatever fire needs to be put out right now. And if that fire is not connected to reaching your goals, and it can get lost. It can get lost in all of that white noise in your brain. So write them down. I always encourage people to do a mind map. I mentioned at the onset of the show that we're doing on December 10th, 2020, we are doing a four-hour workshop, and in that workshop, I'm going to teach everyone how to mind map. If you don't know how to mind map, we're going to teach you how to do it then. But mind map, do your brain bump, your brain dump, get the information out of your brain and onto a piece of paper. It's interesting. The Michigan State University did a study on writing down your goals, and they found that 76% of the participants in the study who actually wrote their goals down, achieved their goals. And this was 33% higher, so a third percent higher than those who didn't write their goals because they didn't get lost in the clutter of the brain. So actually writing them down is going to give you the ability to gain clarity on what your goals are and keep that clarity throughout the year. Throughout the entire process, it's going to help you, your brain, to stay on top of it. And like I said, you can do it in a mind map. Now, if you don't know how to mind map, join us for the workshop. If you do know how to mind map, but you're like, well, I don't have everything clear, I'm not exactly sure what I want to accomplish, then do your brainstorming brain dump first. Just get out a notepad. I suggest a non-lined piece of paper, unless you're very left brain and you want that linear thought process, and just start dumping onto a piece of paper everything you would love to accomplish next year. And be big visioned about it. Right? Just be big visioned about it. Go ahead and just write down everything that you can think of that you want to get accomplished in this upcoming year. And of course, you do this every November, right? You just need to be done the last quarter of every year, and you need to do it for the upcoming year. But it's going to be especially important coming out of this year that was so chaotic to have some organization and kind of calm that chaos. But if you're not ready to put it in a mind map format, then just brain dump them. Just write them down in no particular order, just everything that you would like to accomplish. And then you can take all of those goals that are kind of haphazard all over the place, and you can put them into a mind map. You can organize them into that mind map. You can either start with the mind map, or step one, just brain dump, and then move that brain dump into an organized mind map. Really important, mind maps, the brain likes the mind maps better. The brain, I tell people the largest amount of real estate in your brain that's devoted to any one single sense is vision. It's the visual. So taking that and putting it into a picture, which that's what the mind map is it creates a picture for the brain. The brain can then take that picture and recall all of the things on that picture a little bit better. And it's just organized in a way that's very brain friendly. So work at doing it for, you know, mind mapping it is the best way to set forth your goals. That's point one, or that's tip number one, write them down. Tip number two, prioritize those goals. Prioritize them. Now, if you're doing a mind map, a great way to prioritize them is through using colors. Colors, there's two things that I love doing with colors in my mind maps. One is prioritizing them. So create your legend, you know, your map legend, just like a map legend on a city map, right? That all the different, what do these different colors mean? Whatever colors, you know, for me and for the brain, generally speaking, red means pay attention to me first. So this is top priority. This is what needs to get done first. Those become red. And the color can graduate depending. You can give whatever color you want to. It's your mind map. But create that legend so your brain remembers 6 months from now, oh, yeah, wait, which color is which, right? I do this to prioritize. I also do it for outsourcing. On other shows, I've talked about outsourcing and how very important it is to outsource all of your non-essential things. So things that you can possibly outsource, outsource. That's an entrepreneur's favorite, should be your favorite word, outsource, 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 right? Or hire somebody to do it. So I use those colors as well in a mind map of tasks, right? To, you know, this assistant is this color, this assistant is this color, this assistant is this color. And then that way you know instantly when you're looking at the map or you're looking at the task sheets, you know who's responsible for that task, who is going to be taking over that task. All right, so those are two great ways to use colors. But prioritizing them is that second tip, because you want to, obviously there's going to be certain things that need to be done first. And it's difficult for us as entrepreneurs to do a detailed time, perfect timeline goals for the year, because that's not the way our brain just likes to take a really big picture and go, I want to achieve this, and doesn't really pay attention to any of the details, because details are the enemy of the entrepreneur brain. If you want to know more about that, go back, check out some of the Brain Lady Speak shows when I talk about the brain personality connection as it applies to the entrepreneur, because the entrepreneur brain is very big picture. The hardest part of our brains as entrepreneurs, to natural entrepreneurs, to access is the detailed portion of our brain, the portion of our brain that makes the lists and the very, very, very minute details. Well, in order to accomplish certain goals, you have to know those details, which is kind of getting into step number three as well. But doing the prioritization and looking at everything that it's going to take to, you know, which thing comes first. Because what winds up happening for all of us is we procrastinate the things we don't want to do. Our brain is going to procrastinate, even without you realizing it, it's going to procrastinate the things that are most labor intensive. And it makes perfect sense, right? Your brain is going to go, oh, wait a minute, that's going to take way too much brain energy for me to process that task. This is why I talk about outsourcing. Me to process that task, because that task is going to take way too much brain energy, and therefore, I'm going to go switch the wash. This especially happens if you have a home office. One of the benefits of having an office outside of the home is that you can't go switch the wash. You're not as easily distracted, right? But your brain is going to want to procrastinate off these different things that are more labor intensive for it. So when you have that prioritized mind map, then your brain, it helps to keep your brain collected. And there's other tasks that I talk about when I teach entrepreneurs and leaders and professionals as to how to achieve more success, to prioritize and how to prioritize and how to utilize brain, neuroscience to do so. But that's another show. We'll talk about that on a different show. We'll also talk about that in our workshop on the 10th of December. But that's what you've got to do, is you've got to prioritize them. So write them down, map them out, color them off, prioritize them. If you want to do them in a 1-2-3 fashion, that's fine. Or use the color coding that I just talked about. That's 1 and 2. Number 3 is to put them in all of the steps that you need to achieve, working backwards from the end goal. So let's just use, for example, a financial goal. Now, when I talk about writing down your plan for 2020, it's got to be a whole lot more detailed than just, I want to make $100,000, or I want to make $500,000, or I want it to be my first seven-figure year. It has to be a lot more detailed than that. That's a great big picture, and it's a wonderful goal. Writing it down, talking about it, making it real to you, to yourself, it's going to assist in having success, but it alone is not going to give you success. Does that make sense? I can't just say, I want to make $1 million next year and start the year off and just keep saying every month, I want to make $1 million. Well, how are you going to achieve that goal? You've got to back it down. That's your big goal. That's your big picture. You can put that on your vision board. That's absolutely fine. But now in terms of a business plan and creating a business plan to achieve that $1 million figure, you've got to break that down. What does that mean? If I'm going to hit 7 figures by the end of 2021, where do I have to be at the halfway point? Well, that means by July 1st, halfway through the calendar year, I have to have already brought in close to $500,000. Now, obviously, if you have different product launches, or there is some kind of compounding on, if you're in network marketing or something along that line, there might be a compound system that's going to come into play. So you're going to make more money in the second half of the year versus the first half of the year because of the way your plan is going to roll out. I get that. But you still have to have, your brain still needs to have a 6-month marker. So if my goal is, if I'm going to make most of the money in the second half of the year, that means by July 1st, I have to be at $250,000. Right? And it doesn't have to be a monetary figure. I'm just using a monetary figure because it's kind of easy to break down, right? Kind of easy to divide and chunk out into the different fractions of what you need to achieve by the year. Maybe it's a book goal. Maybe you want to have your first book out in 2021. What's your date, your launch date for that? What does that mean you have to have if you want your launch date to be September 1st? Well, that means that you have to have it completely written by at least July 1st, because you've got editing, you've got layout. There's a lot of, the first time I wrote my first book, I had no idea how many times it would come back from the editor. It's like I would go through and I would find, I thought I was sending it to them because I had already reviewed it so many times. But then once I sent it to the editor, and they were like, well, here's this, 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 and this, and there were a ton of changes. And so I go and I make those changes, and I'd send it back to them, and they'd come back with a second set of changes. And this happened like 4 or 5 times. So you have to keep all of these details in mind, right? So back it down, What are the different mini goals that you have to hit? Mini as in M-I-N-E, M-I-N-I, right? Small goals that I have to hit throughout the year. Where do I need to be at that halfway point by July 1st? Where do I need to be in the first quarter of the year? So what are my quarterly goals? Every 3 months, by the end of every 3 months, where do I need to be? And in order to hit that three-month goal, that quarterly goal each quarter, what do I need to accomplish each month within that quarter? And in order to accomplish those monthly goals, what do I need to accomplish each week in that month? And then break it down to your weekly, you know, your weekly schedule. What does this look like in my weekly schedule? It's really important that we work at dialing it down. As entrepreneurs, we work at dialing it down into those minute details because our brain hates the details and it's not going to automatically see the details. So we have to, and instant, this type of a process may take you weeks just to do it. That's why you got to be working on it now, because you may not have the entire thing done until December 31st, just between everything that's going on and all the details that your big picture entrepreneur brain has to do to get there, right? So what do I need to do in all of these different points? If I need to be at 500,000 by July 1st, then I need to be at 250,000 by April 1st, right? That means that I have to break that 250,000 down into those first 3 months. What do I need to accomplish each month based on the different things that you're having launched? You know, if you've got different product launches that are going to boost that income even more. But it's also going to be what are you going to have to, like, okay, I'm going to write a book, right? And I'm going to get that book out and it's going to launch on September 1st. You should start promoting that book as soon as the year opens. Right? If you're heavy on social media, then you've got to start talking about the book. Different things. You're going to put this into your whole social media platform of where what you're posting and when you're posting it. Or your email outreach. Or are you reaching out and doing podcasts about your upcoming book? And how far, you know, how much of a lead into the actual launch date do you want to do these types of things? If you want to hit some heavy hitters in our podcast, I know for us right now in the Women Entrepreneur Show, you know, here we are the last week of November, but we're booking shows, our podcast, we're booking interviews in May. Like, you cannot get a spot on the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Show between now and February. I think we have some, I don't know for sure, I have somebody else do all the scheduling, but if you want to be interviewed on a program, we're booking 5 to 6 months out. So if you are launching a book on September 1st, that means you want to be doing as many podcast interviews, as many local news interviews, as much promotion in August, in July and August, you know, generating that excitement for the book launch so you have a successful book launch and a successful bestseller campaign, right? All of this has to be done weeks in advance. So you may need to be reaching out in January saying, hey, I'm going to have a book coming out here. Can I get on your podcast in July? Right? You want to start doing that outreach far in advance. Because if it's a hot podcast, it's not going to be something that you're going to be able to get into right away. Do you see where I'm getting? Can you visualize this? Can you see where I'm getting, you know, where I'm going with all of this and why it's so important to have everything planned out in the beginning? You've got to do the promo ahead of time. So think about that. When you're writing down those goals in step one, you're prioritizing them, what you need to focus on the most. And chances are, if you've got too many big goals for the year, you may only reach goal 1, 2, and 3. You may not always reach goal 4, 5, and 6, depending on how big those goals are, right? So you're writing them down, you're prioritizing them, you're breaking it down into what do I need to do every step of the way, every week of the year, of the quarter, of the month, every month of the quarter, every, you know, quarter of the year, where do I need to be at? And then you're going to reevaluate those goals as you go. right? It may be that once you put this new plan in, the first few weeks are just chaos and you're like, oh my goodness, this isn't working. The schedule isn't working. You may have to tweak things, and that's okay. It's okay. You can tweak it. It's not a problem. You may be at the end of the month and go, well, that plan didn't work, so I got to change it for the rest of the month. Or you may not hit all your goals, your little goals that you hit by the first quarter. So you may say, okay, you know what? I only hit 100,000 this month and I'm shooting for seven figures by the end of the year, which means I have to change all of my markers along the way. Okay. Does that make sense? Are you getting the picture? You hearing what I'm saying? Okay. Step four, tip number four. Create an accountability system, accountability partners, right? This is so important because we can kind of convince ourselves, oh, that goal isn't so important, or, oh, you know what? I don't really need to do that this week. I can put it off. Remember what I said about procrastinating? The brain's great at doing that. But guess what? If you have somebody that you are going to talk to every single week, or every single month, and you're going to, you know, reconnect on things. Right now, I'm in a group with a bunch of very wonderful, powerful corporate trainers, entrepreneurs that have amazing benefits that they bring to large, you know, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies. And we're doing it. We do a weekly mastermind together. And every single week, there's a goal set out for the next week. So here's what, you know, we're working on capability statements and capability briefings. What do those look like? And we're not meeting this Friday because of the holidays, but by the time we meet the following Friday, the first Friday in December, all of us in that accountability group, we're going to be sharing what we came up with. So there's going to be mud on my face if I show up a week from Friday and I don't have my work done. So I have that little extra push. I don't want to be the only one in the group that doesn't have a beautiful capability statement ready to go. And my capability statement, in order for me to meet my goals that I have set for my company, for Your Best Mind in 2021, I need to have my capability statement completely done, edited, looking beautiful, and downloadable from my website on January 1st, because once I start doing major because I'm getting ready to start doing major outreach to corporations about all of their trainings for 2021, or basically the latter half of the year, because normally it takes, you know, 3 months or so for you to work things like that out. But nonetheless, I got to have that on the website. So having an accountability system, an accountability partner or partners, is going to give me the ability to get this work done. I am ready to go and serve my clientele better. Does this make sense? Right? Are you feeling it? Do you get what I'm saying? So you're not put under the gun. We have this thing in entrepreneur world. A lot of people are like, well, just create the idea, get the customers, and then create the product. Right? I hear that a ton, right? You know, somebody says, can you talk on this subject? Well, always tell them, yeah, and then, you know, create it later. Well, what if you didn't have to create it later? What if everything was in your toolkit? It was there. It was ready to go. You were good to go. Somebody said, can you do this? You're like, yeah, I'll email it to you. I'll have my assistant email it to you this afternoon. Have it ready to go. Ready to go. That's what you want. Have your accountability partners. They're going to hold your nose to the fire, and you're going to, in return, hold theirs, or nose to the grindstone. How does that go? Anyways, so have your accountability partners. All right, moving on. Five, review it often. Which I kind of already hit that on point number three, you know, when you're putting it in steps. But review it often. See where you're procrastinating. See what you need to focus on. Right? Review it. Tweak it. Do what you need to do so that it you can make sure that you're reaching your goals by the end of the year, the big picture that you're meeting. So reviewing it often. And when I say reviewing it often, do a weekly check. How did I do this week? Right? You're going to take this mind map that you create, these goals that you create, I want you to put in a very visible place in your workspace. And I want you to move that. Talked about this. This is a brain tip here. Move it often. So your brain gets very used to seeing the same thing in the same place all the time. And I always use the example of driving home from work or driving home from the grocery store or driving home from someplace that you go all the time. Right? I can drive. I drive down to the valley to Sacramento, you know, from where I live. It's about an hour drive. And I'll do that once a month or twice a month. But I've done it so many times that I can be so in my headspace. It's kind of scary. And I wind up, oh, wait, there's my turn off the freeway. And I'm like, wow, I thought I just got on the freeway. That was 30 minutes ago. Like I passed all of these things along the way that I didn't even see. My brain did not even process them in the cognitive space. It caught it in the subconscious, right? It catches all that detail. But it's not paying attention to all that detail because it's so used to seeing it. And it's the same thing with any of your affirmations or any of your goals or any of that. If it's in the same place in your office or in your workspace all the time, it's going to get to the point where it just walks past. You just walk past that goal, that mind map, and you don't even see it. So I tell people every month, put it in a different spot, right? Put it in a different spot. That's why I really like using, they have these big stick'em, post-it notes that are like literally 18 inches by 18 inches. You know, do your mind map on that and it sticks to the wall. So you can move it around in your office or in your workspace so that your brain constantly sees it. That's why I kind of like those post-it notes. I wish I had invested in them. Anyways, point being, do that review often, you know, constantly reevaluate where you're at, where you need to be, and tweak it as needed. So those are the five things. Write them down, prioritize them, break them down into all the different steps that you need to take, year, half year, quarter year, monthly, weekly, daily, right? Four, get your accountability partners going. Get a system, connect with them now so that you can, again, hit the ground running January 1st. And then review and make those tweaks on a regular basis. You know, really do a deep review every month. Where are you at? And then make those tweaks as need be. All right. Those are my five top tips for getting your plan ready for 2020. How are you feeling? Do they make sense? Are you kind of still a little foggy on exactly what to do? That's okay. Join us. I'll put the clip or the link in the show notes. $27 for a 4-hour virtual webinar. We're going to take you through all these different things that I just talked about, and we're going to show you exactly how to do them. And we're going to show you even how to be accountable, to write yourself a letter, to just all kinds of fun things, tips that we're going to use. Where, as a brain lady, you know I'm going to have a lot of brain stuff in there. So I think I just missed a caller. I apologize for that. I get on a roll. We got to wrap the show up here. But we'll have the link in there. Join us December 10th, 4 hours, 12 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. $27, real easy. Great way. We got to get this going. We got to make 2021 rock. We got to come out of the clouds. We got to let the fog lift. We got to get going, all right? So join us. All right. That is the show for the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire this week. If you want to follow us, stay connected with us, follow the page on Facebook, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire. Join the group. We're trying to get more activity, more engagement in that group. I'm trying to be more active. My assistant's trying to be more active. Let's bring this powerhouse. Remember, Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, we want to be the one-stop shop for women, wisdom, and success. So check out the website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Join us. Actually, join us as a paid member. There's all kinds of perks. $10 a year. $10 a year currently. That price will go up in 2020, 2021. $10 a year at the moment. You can get a year of your business. You can become an online member where you put up all your information. You cross-link to your website. Great SEO. Join us on that. You want more membership growth, more membership or more business development, join us at the platinum level. The silver level is, or the gold level, I should say, no, wait, platinum level, yeah. The gold level is really designed for when we were meeting in person. That's $45 a year. That covered your in-person meeting costs. we're not doing the in-person meetings, so I'm not really pushing that, or not really encouraging people to join in that level that much, but join as a Platinum member. $99 for a year. $99 for a year. That's it. And the perks you get complete access to everything that we have. You get these wonderful monthly masterminds with amazing business coaches. And those are free. Those are included. You get tons of material. You get a bunch of books and trainings and digital trainings, just all kinds of stuff. You get more access. You get more exposure. We highlight you on our monthly meetups, in our newsletters, in our posts. So lots of benefits. If you want information on that, shoot us an go check out the website, womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Click the Join Us tab. It gives more descriptions there. Join us for our networking, our virtual networking, the first Tuesday of every month, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you join Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire Group, you'll always see the posts and notice for that. You can also give us your email, and we'll send you out emails to remind you of that. So lots of perks at that level. If you are an expert and you want to come on and you want to share and you want to be part of those masterminds as an expert guiding other women, then join us at the expert level and email me info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Remember, it's all plural, women, W-O-M-E-N, extraordinaire, women entrepreneurs with a plural, extraordinaire.com. All right. We love having you here. And as I'm going to have to ask the caller, because we got to wrap up, we're over time here. Reach out to us, caller, info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you're thinking. And maybe we can highlight you on a future show. All right. Thank you very much for joining us today. Got to wrap up the show. Just want everybody until our next week's show to simply enjoy every moment.